Of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee, and I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. Welcome to Alive. This is Claire, and thank you for joining me once again. Now, if you were listening last week, I did a program on communism and explained some of its origin. And I am going to do a second program here to continue to show you how communism has actually invaded the whole world, just like Our Lady told Sister Lucy it would at Fatima. So we looked at Marx, and he himself admitted that communism had grown out of secret societies. So what were these cities? They were sects. And they were anti-Christian sects, particularly anti-Catholic, and they had grown out of Freemasonry. And Freemasonry, up until 1717, you had to be a Christian to belong to Freemasonry. And the Freemasons, then there was certainly no cathedral building, which the original Masons back in the 1200s and the 1300s, they were the Masons, and they were so revered, they were given the freedom of the town and became free Masons. They were the operative Masons, they operated, but as the cathedrals, less and less building went on, the more noble people in the town wanted to join these groups, and they were called speculative. So they were just groups of men, sort of high-ranking men, and they were all Catholic up until the Reformation, and after that you had Catholic and Protestant Freemasons. Now, that would be another six talks, and we're not going to go there, but I talked about the apparition of Our Lady of Good Success in Quito, Ecuador, to Mother Mariana Jesu de Torres, and how Our Lady told her that from the late 1800s, but particularly from the mid-1900s, that society would be attacked, and it would be due to Masonic teaching, the diabolical sect of sect, the Masonic sect. Passions will erupt, completely corrupt morals and customs. Satan will reign almost completely by means of the Masonic sect, and woe to children of those times. What would be particularly targeted would be the sacrament of matrimony, and there would be laws, iniquitous laws, that would aim at doing away with the sacrament, making it easy for everyone to live in sin, and encouraging the procreation of illegitimate children, and that is certainly what has happened. And in fact, the breakdown of the family, you could attribute to the laws that we have today, which make it very, very easy. The support of single parents. I'm a single parent, so I'm not knocking single parents, but what I'm saying is by having all of that support, it does allow men to not stand up for their responsibilities and walk. And when you think that between 50 and 75%, depending on what your race is in New Zealand, children are being raised in single-parent families, and that should be a huge concern to us all. So then I spoke about how Karl Marx, he was raised in a very liberal home from a Jewish background, family of rabbis who converted to Protestantism. But his father had been raised on Voltaire, and so was young Karl. And this sort of attitude permeated his young days. Now, A Lady of Good Success in 1846 told Melanie and Maximin in the French Alps that there would come a time that there would be governments all over the world that would have the same plan. Very, very interesting that she predicted this. And what was that plan? Well, we could identify the New World Order or the reset, which they're talking about, which is going to happen in Davos. The whole world is in lockdown. So it seems like something is happening. Is this socialism? Is this democracy? I'm not sure that you could call it that. But she did say that devils would be loosed in 1864, and that was the year of the first communist meeting in London, the Internationale. So that was already... and Marx, his ideas got more radical and more radical. Now, he had a critical theory that human societies develop through class conflict, and the capital class he calls the bourgeois. They had the means of production, and the proletariat, the working class, they sell their labour in return for wages. And he believed that capitalism would lead and self-destruct, and it would be replaced by a social type of production. Now, Marx married a young woman who was from minor nobility, and he attacked the bourgeois, yet he was very, very quick to always broadcast the fact that his wife was a noble. Talking about working, he lived most of his life living off his friend Frederick Engels, and he spent all of his life, basically, in the reading room at the British Museum writing this philosophy. And as I said, he was credited at the age of 30 with writing the Communist Manifesto, but some people dispute that and say that his name was added later. And then he wrote Das Kapital from 1867 to 1882. Now, as I said, his wife was noble, and he was very proud of that fact. So he lived off bequests from people. And getting back to his background, he was from a very wealthy family. They had several vineyards. As I said, his dad was a lawyer. They were not from the working class. He was never a working class boy. So to create this theory that, you know, the downtrodden masses, he never knew what the downtrodden masses were. He liked fine wine, lovely clothes, and all the best trappings that the rich enjoyed. And as I said, he never virtually worked a day in his life. He also wrote a series of poems which really describe the personality of the man. They're quite frightening. And his intention was to separate man from God. And he did not want to reform the world at all. He wanted to destroy it and stand back and laugh. So this is the man who is the founder of communism, which killed over 100 million people. Okay, so here's just one of his poems. So he lashes out at God, and he takes the side of Satan. What I teach... all mixed up in devilish muddle. I will feel equal. Oh, thus anyone can think just what he chooses to think, so no right or wrong. With disdain, I allow the gauntlet full in the face of the world and see the collapse of this pygmy giant whose fall will not stifle my ardour. Then will I wander godlike and victorious through the ruins of the world, and giving my words an active force, I will feel equal to the Creator. Now, his wife was frightened of him. His son addressed him in letters as "Dear Devil," and very sadly, two of his daughters committed suicide. There was something very, very wrong within that household. So this is the thing that we follow all around the world, because it morphed into socialism. And the years of the 1800s were just, particularly in Europe, it was just one revolution after another. Pope Leo the 13th, in his famous vision in 1884, had just celebrated Mass and he fell down as if in a trance. And they rushed off to get the doctor, and when he was able to explain what had happened, he said he had a vision and there was smoke over the Vatican, and also he heard two voices, one a horrible guttural voice and another nice voice, and it was our Lord and Satan talking. And Satan said, "I can destroy your church." And Jesus said, "How?" "Because I will need more power, and I want you to give me power over these people." "And how long would you like?" asked Jesus. "I need 75 or 100 years." And Jesus said, "You may have it." So this is very extraordinary. Why would Jesus do that? Is this a final test? And certainly there's no doubt that the last 100 years have been the most bloodthirsty in history. We've got wars that have just decimated entire nations and the manhood of those nations, and the devastation has continued. Now we'll get to the next apparition, which of course is Fatima. And Our Lady said to the children that she wanted Russia to be consecrated to her Immaculate Heart. And if that wasn't done, then Russia spread the errors of communism. Now the children had no idea. They were only, at that stage, 7, 9, and 10. Little, very naive country children. Lucia, at 10, had not even gone to school to learn to read and write. So these were just very innocent country children. They didn't know what Our Lady was even talking about, but they relayed that. And at the very same time, you had Maximilian Kolbe was in Rome a few days later. And as a child of 9, he had received a vision from Our Lady and asking him what he would like, the sword or a white martyrdom or a red martyrdom, and he knew that that meant would he be a priest or would he be martyred, and he chose both. So this is a young Polish man who at the same time in 1917 was in the plaza in front of the Vatican, and he saw Freemasons with placards saying Satan will rule in the Vatican, and absolutely been hateful to the Pope. And of course you have to remember at the time, this was before the Lateran Treaty, the Pope was a prisoner in the Vatican. And so in the plaza they were able to spew out this hate against the Catholic Church. And Maximilian Kolbe at that very moment realised who his enemy was, and it was the Freemasons. And within a week he and a few others of the young seminarians had set up the Immaculata, dedicated to Our Lady, to fight Freemasonry. So then you have the Russian Revolution, which happened the next month. Now, Our Lady is talking about communism, which the world hadn't even heard about, and she's telling these little children in July that this is going to happen. And the Russian Revolution, October and November of that year, and Lenin set up this bloodthirsty, paid for, of course, by backers who were in the you know, never to be seen, of course, but he was sent across Germany in a sealed train with £20 million to buy this revolution. And unfortunately, the revolution did not spread outside Russia. There were a few skirmishes, but basically after World War I, people had had enough of fighting. They just wanted to get back to peaceful lives, and so it didn't spread throughout the West. And this was the whole thing, that from Russia it would spread and take over the West. And we're just going to stop there because it's just past 3 o'clock, time for Divine Mercy, and we'll come back to that in a minute. So even if you're not a Catholic, you can just listen along to these wonderful prayers of mercy that our Lord gave Saint Faustina. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Now, that's a wonderful prayer to say when somebody is dying, because Jesus told Saint Faustina that he promises to stand between the dying person and the just judge, God, as a merciful Saviour. So what a wonderful thing. Now, if you're pregnant and worried, there's a fantastic organisation in Auckland, Family Life International, that you can ring, and there'll be someone at the end of the phone who will give you wonderful advice. So Family Life International, you can find them online. Okay, getting back to Lenin and how the revolution did not spread. So a group of them decided that they couldn't kill, because let's face it, the Catholic Church draws the line in the sand. All the other churches, 30,000 or 40,000 of them, communities. But it's the Catholic Church that's the line in the sand. So if you want to bring back about communism in the world, you're going to have to destroy the Catholic Church. Now, it was too big to destroy from the outside, so there had been a plan working away since the mid-1800s that they would get their people into the seminaries, and Ballardod certainly did this in the 1920s and 1930s and 40s. Now, so Lenin and his group, they decided in 1921, just a few years after the revolution, that they would set up the Frankfurt School, and its aim would be to kill the culture, because they identified that Western culture was Christian culture. So you had to have a culture war, and to destroy the culture, you had to do a lot of things. And one of them they set up was critical theory. You had to get into the universities, and you had to explain or convince all of these professors, which after a while they were all very liberal, that everything about the West had to be criticised. the very foundations. You had to apologize for the West, the historical history of the West, patriarchy, everything that it all had to be criticized and eventually destroyed. You had to also attack the family. You had to have state education. You had to have victimhood. And so who were the victims? They were going to be black, they were going to be women, and they were going to be homosexual. Now, you may not like to hear this, but that is a fact of that was their strategy. So you had a lady's warning that in the mid-1900s onwards that the passion would erupt, and you certainly did with the sexual revolution and the pill, which allowed for people to walk away from marriage. You could have hassle-less sex. There were no children involved. So the whole security of providing for those children within the sacrament of marriage was no longer needed. And so you certainly had a collapse of society, and this was exactly what was intended. Now, you talk about the form of fall of communism. Did it fall in 1989? No. It certainly, the wall came down, but any communist will tell you, and you have to look around the world to see, that the policies continue. And they have been exported to the West under socialism, social engineering, social development. And if you look at the Labour Party all around the world and their social policies, they are not family friendly, that's for sure. If you are a two-parent family on one income, you will be penalised. You will get more money if the woman is out on work. The policies definitely promote working motherhood. And as far as laws that undermine marriage, you had in 1973, you had the divorce law, you had abortion, Roe versus Wade, and you also had homosexuality was taken from the psychiatric disorder through lobbying and pressure. So all of those things happened in 1973. Now, at Akita, Our Lady appeared in 1973 with a dire warning for the world that the behaviour was worse than the deluge, and you know what happened at Noah's Ark. And certainly that there would be cardinals versus cardinals, bishops versus bishops, which is exactly what we have today. There would be fire from the sky, and three-quarters of humanity would perish, and that would be good along with evil. So I think we need to look a little bit more at some of the apparitions a bit more closely and why this has all come about. And has it been a plan? Has it been a Luciferian plan? There seems to be a connection of the dots, and we will look a little bit more next week at the 20th century and connect some of those dots so we can see where we are today.